Welcome to the Aikido of London discussion series. Today's chat is with Ivan Mello, where we will try to cover the subject of teaching methodology or the method of teaching. But first of all, hello, Ivan.
Hi, Ismail. Thank you for having me back on the podcast.
It's great to have you. Actually, you're the first one we had. How long now? Is it the summertime, early summer?
Yeah, it's been probably nearly 6 months now, isn't it?
I mean, I think of words like intuition, and I think of words of idea or vision, or you know, why we train, our interpretation of what Aikido is, or what we're aspiring to, or what aspect of Aikido to cultivate, and then maybe that's it determines the style or the method, or does that determine the style? Is it the other way around, chicken?
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But what are your own thoughts on it, and why the subject? Because it's a big one as usual.
Yeah, I think this came to my mind. Well, I teach music professionally, so having to teach is how I make my living. And of course, I've been teaching Aikido as well for a long time. In Brazil, I helped running the dojo for a few years, and then here now, you gave me a couple of classes and a seminar to teach. And so it's sort of confusion. You know, I've been really lucky with having good instructors in my life, but I think I've also looked for good instructors, which is a whole other subject on its own. But it was just this realization of looking out there and saying, wow, I think people don't, even the people who do Aikido, even the people who've been doing it for years, sometimes they don't really get it. And they're trying to make either their teaching or their training something that it's not. So that's why I think we fall into this, at least for me, it was how I fell into the subject of, what's happening? How does the transmission happen from teacher to students, and all these other topics that come out of the equation, like people discussing styles, you know, people say, oh, this is Iwama style, this is Chiba style, this is the Chisie style, and so and so.
Decent students, then the method is between you and that person, and your ability to transmit. I was thinking, actually, I mean, I made a list here, and it's interesting what you say. I mean, the first thing you said that I think really struck me is by accident, which is just about all of us, really.
Mm.
I don't really know anyone who set out to be an Aikido instructor. It's just like I think I might have joked about it in the previous podcast where it's like I think you need to be examined if you go off that with that in mind. And I don't mean that as an insult to Aikido or martial art. Far from it.
Yeah.
It's just that I suppose, especially when I started, but it was you didn't know what it was. You didn't know. It's like, what do you do with this? I obviously loved it, and obviously, you know, I couldn't wait to get to class, and the passion and the excitement was for it, but. You know, who's a teacher? Who decides what a teacher is? What is it that you're teaching? Yeah, it was such a physical experience in the beginning, where someone's grabbed you, chucked you, maybe helps bring about the character
I think. In a way, the kata is a safe way. As much as we bash each other around and throw each other on the floor and all these pins and locks and whatnot, it's actually a safe way to work through all these concepts that you mentioned, and gravity and connection and extension, all these things happening, and that body frame of the kata kind of allows us to work. And you also said something that right at the beginning, that you had faith in what Chiba Sensei was teaching you, and I think that's key. The longer I stay in this game, in training.
You have been listening to the Aikido of London discussion series.